Tavis has a new book, and he's calling home. What up, Tavis?
Tom, Jay, Super, how's everybody doing?
Good morning.
Doing good, Tavis. Doing good.
Before we get started, I got a bone to pick with y'all Negroes.
What?
What?
So I hang out with y'all every day for 12 years.
Yeah.
And y'all wait till I leave to start doing McDonald's commercials? we couldn't get none of that when I was there?
Okay.
Golly. Yeah, those commercials. They're funny, man, and I love seeing them all the time.
Oh, thank you, Tavis. Thank you.
I love it.
All right, just in time, as always, when the president does the State of the Union, Tavis comes out with the covenant with Black America. 10 years later.
Can you believe this? It was 10 years ago on this program that we started talking about this book that we were going to put together that would lay out a national plan of action for how we could advance on the issues that mattered most to Black folk, the 10 critical issues from health to education to economy to housing to the digital divide to reclaiming our democracy to criminal justice, 10 issues that mattered most to us. You remember that we announced this, Sybil, in 2005 at the State of the Black Union Symposium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We announced it in 2005. It came out in 2006, which means by my calendar it's been 10 years since this book first came out. And obviously you can't have a book come out, and Tom, you recall all that we did touring the country talking about this book, all the town hall meetings. This book went to number one on the New York Times bestseller list, and it stayed at number one for many weeks on that list. And 10 years later, one has to ask the question, where are we a decade after we laid out a plan for what we were going to do to make Black America a better place to live and work? And sadly, and it pains me to say that in every economic category, in every leading economic category, we have lost ground.
And you say that we're running out of time.
Not 1, 2, or 3, Sybil. In every leading category, we've lost ground.
Like what categories?
Everything.
Healthcare.
Certainly healthcare. So the Obamacare has passed, but the provisions haven't kicked in yet, namely the provision, you know, the pre-existing conditions. So the Black health has not been impacted as appreciably as we had hoped because the provisions haven't kicked in. Now they will, and when they do kick in, I pray that things will get better for us. But we're not doing better off in health, number one.
What about
Black wealth?
Okay, Black wealth.
Yeah, Black wealth evaporated. We lost more Black wealth over the last 10 years than we've lost at any point in all of our history. Black wealth completely evaporated. Jobs, you know that story. You see the numbers all the time. Even when there's an uptick for white folk, we still go down. So we're still unemployed. We're still underemployed. And many of us are no longer looking for work. On criminal justice, what do I need to say? Black Lives Matter. We were trying to say that a decade ago. And now you got Black boys and Black men being killed in the streets. Speaking to Black women in health, Black women, Sybil, still die disproportionately from unpreventable diseases. Our children are still fighting to get access to an equal high-quality education. Environmental racism abounds. The digital divide has only shrunk, Tom, because every Negro has a cell phone now. But we still can't afford computers in our homes, so the digital divide is no longer race-based, but it's class-based. On most all of these major economic categories, over the last decade, we have lost ground. This is not the book that I wanted to write. This is not the narrative that I wanted to see for our community 10 years after the covenant.
Any positive changes in the last 10 years?
Well, again, there are pockets of poverty. I mean, the health care that President Obama got through is a positive thing. It will have an appreciative impact in the coming months and years, thank God, now that's withstood all these Supreme Court challenges, Sybil. So there's going to be some impact there, I would hope and believe, in the months and years to come, and we can make that bill better. It wasn't what the president promised. It's not universal health care, but it can get made better, I believe, in the years to come, especially for Democrats in the White House, perhaps. We can make that better. And again, there, you know, on justice issues, I mean, it's a good thing that the Obama administration under Mr. Holder as Attorney General, you know, changed their policy, Sybil, on going after drug offenses. And so we've made some progress on that. We've made on sentencing laws, I'm trying to say. We've made some progress on the disparity. 10 years ago, Tom, that disparity between crack and powder cocaine, we did many commentaries about that, was 100-1. You had to get caught with 100 times more powder than crack to get the same sentence. That number isn't 1-1 like they said it was going to be, but it's 18-1. So there are pockets of poverty, but the message I'm trying to paint is that time is running out for us. And if you have the original covenant, which everybody does, because that book was everywhere, you have the original covenant, then what we have to start doing is to make sure we close the gap, make sure that we follow up. So 10 years later, what is the state of our community? What are those pockets of poverty? What are the missed opportunities? What ought we be pressing these candidates on? Since you went there, Tom, I'll follow you. We're in another presidential election cycle. So whatever you think about whatever Obama did or didn't do vis-a-vis black people, Mike Dyson has a book coming out next month. I just saw it about the black presidency. He's making his assessment of what Obama did or didn't do about black people. There are going to be tons of those books written. I might even write one of them, but this ain't that book. This book is about the state of our community, what we said 10 years ago and what happened and what didn't happen and what we do now to press these candidates this time around to address these issues. You'll recall 10 years ago, Tom, in 2007 to be exact, this book was the subject of two debates. Remember that? Howard University, all the Democrats, and Morgan State University, all the Republicans. I mean, I don't know how we're going to, you know, use the text this time around to press the way we did 10 years ago, but I'm telling you, time is running out for us. We tried to ring the bell 10 years ago, and the covenant with Black America 10 years later gives you a picture based on data of where we are a decade later.
But the call to action, Tavis, and I know we're running out of time, but the call to action is different, or is it
I think it's primarily the same, because you know because we haven't covered as much ground as we wanted to. But I'm always hopeful. There's always time. We can do this, but we got to take these issues seriously like we started to do a decade ago.
All right.
And 10 years passes in the blink of an eye.
It absolutely does. We don't have any time to waste at this point. Got to start pressing these candidates in this election cycle.
How your mama doing?
My mama's great. Says hello. Says her love to everybody.
All right. Tell Evangelist I said hello.